Hello everyone, this is Alyssa and you're listening to my podcast. So first off, I guess we're going to talk about some entertainment industry songs. And I'm going to start out with talking about my favorite things in each category. So my favorite songs right now, I really don't have one single favorite, but I've been listening to a lot of Chaka Khan lately. I just like her style, her voice, and just the beat of her music. So some songs I recommend are Feel For You, Like Sugar, Angel, and Through the Fire. And each one is a little different. Through the Fire is kind of slower and more just vocal heavy. And Like Sugar and Feel For You are more beat emphasized. A fun fact is that in Feel For You, Stevie Wonder plays the harmonica in it, so I thought that was really interesting. And the song was, I think, written by Prince, too, so it's like a masterpiece. But another song I like and recommend is Baker Street. It's more oldies. It's by Gary Rafferty. And just another song that I like to listen to just on a relaxing afternoon. And then I also really like Eric Clapton, like a lot of his music. And I really like BTS as well, so. My favorite film, once again, I tend to not choose favorite, like a single favorite, but I really enjoy Sneakers, the great, just plot-driven movie with great acting by Robert Redford. Fugitive, once again, two older movies. But I really liked Harrison Ford's acting in that one. And similar to Sneakers, it's a plot-driven movie with great soundtrack. Then we have The Bourne Legacy, which, I mean, I know a lot of people really nagged on that one for just not starring Matt Damon and not being similar to the original Bourne trilogy, but I actually really enjoyed that. The main actor, I don't know his name, but I thought he did great. And then I also do really like the Bourne trilogy as well. The soundtrack in that and those movies are great. And of course, I can't leave out Star Wars. I like most of the movies, except for the newer ones, and I like the soundtrack once again. As for my favorite TV show, I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, I usually tune into Oak Island on the History Channel, and it's just a kind of documentary-ish type thing about these two brothers who are digging for treasure in an island off of Canada. So it's really cool and it's really interesting because it's real. Yeah, it's taking place in just real time, so it's nice. And another one I watched recently was Jack Ryan on Netflix. Or wait, what was it? Yeah, maybe it's Netflix. That was pretty interesting and just anyways, Jack Ryan is pretty good and had pretty good acting. I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but I did enjoy it. And as for my favorite theme park, well, I haven't been to much other than Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm, so I do enjoy both of those. I don't go often, probably every like 5 years, but when I have, it's been really fun. Now on to my least favorite entertainment stuff is, for songs, I really don't like pop country, so Taylor Swift and other artists like that. I really don't like that. It's like my least favorite music. I'd say I like every other genre other than that. But and then for films, just what came off the top of my head was what I saw kind of recently, Jurassic World, with the remake of Jurassic Park, you know? I thought that was just horrible. I didn't like the acting, and the plot was terrible. And then the Beauty and the Beast live action remake that came out kind of recently as well, I thought that was terrible. I don't like musicals, so that was probably why. And I just don't like the Disney flair to that one. It just didn't look, it wasn't good. As for TV shows, I hate Teen Titans Go. That is probably my least favorite. I never watched it, but when I have seen clips of it, I just thought it was so stupid. I used to be a fan of Teen Titans way back when I was in like middle school or younger. And so just seeing what they've kind of done to it, like how they've carried on that legacy, is really just infuriating. And then as for my least favorite theme park would be Boomers. I don't know if that's really a theme park, but it's some sort of entertainment. And I had to go there for like a summer camp a few times. And I just did not like it every time I went. The rides are not impressive. The food is overpriced and not impressive. And to be honest, one time I got stuck on the, what's it called? Like the little hovercraft, like raft ride. And a worker had to go out and pull my raft in because I was like, the motor ran out as I was in the middle of the water. So that was really embarrassing and just, it left a really bad impression on me. And yeah, I really just wouldn't want to go back. So yeah, those are my favorite and least favorite things in the entertainment industry. And yeah, hope you enjoyed.